Thank you for calling Portfolio Recovery Associates. This is Deborah Davis. May I have your first and last name?
Hi, my first name's Laura, and my last name that you have is Lynn, L-Y-N-N.
Correct. And hi, Ms. Laura Lynn, how are you today?
I'm fine. I just wanted to get some information. I have received a letter from you. It says that has concluded this investigation of your dispute and is closing the account. It was actually mailed to me at my address, but it's a different person's name.
All right, could you verify the address on file?
Yeah, the address on file is 500 Amity Road, Suite 5B, 306, Conway, Arkansas, 72032-5965.
All righty, thank you for verifying that information. And Laura, the last four of your social I have is 7083, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. And you were calling in reference to the letter you received?
Yes. The letter is dated 3/18/2021.
Correct. And did you have a question? Yes, ma'am. Did you have a question or something?
Yeah. You have a copy of the letter in front of you?
I do not have a copy of the letter that I can read to you in front of me. I do not, but how can I help you?
Is that letter meant for me?
Yes, it was sent to the right address.
And so you're saying that you concluded the dispute and you closed my account?
Correct.
Okay, the letter that was sent to me is Dina Laura Lynan, L-Y-N-A-N, instead of L-Y-N-N. The other letter that you sent to me was on it was dated 2/19/2021. And that letter you had Laura J. Lynn, L-Y-N-N. So do you know why the name on this letter says L-Y-M-A-N instead of L-Y-N-N?
I don't know why.
Oh. Can you find out why?
I'm sorry, I don't have a copy of the letter. I don't have a number that I can transfer you to. I can...
The account number on the letter. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you could go ahead. I'm listening.
The account number on this letter that says that you've closed my account is 4121. I don't want to give the whole number. I'll tell you the last four digits because I will probably do that in the system, of course. The last four digits are 0992.
I'm sorry, repeat the last four.
0992.
Okay. That's totally different.
Right. It's totally different than mine. My account number ends in 6049.
Correct.
So if someone else is, I must that you have someone named Laura Longman with an account number that ends in 0992.
Two. Okay, give me one moment. Let me check with a manager for you, okay?
Thanks.
I'm going to put you on a brief hold. And you said this is a good contact number that I'm speaking to you on, Ms. Lynn?
Yeah, if we get disconnected, you could call me at 760-966-6000, but this is a one-time permission. You cannot call this number except for the purpose of if you get disconnected and you have to call me back to them.
Okay. All right. One moment. Okay.
Thank you.
Enter the 5-digit extension of the person you are calling now. Enter the 5-digit extension of the person you are calling now.
Hello? It sounds like, sorry about how I haven't taken a shower yet today. If I ever need to use this recording in court, I will try to fast forward through the pause. Or we could play obnoxious elevator music. You're still connected.
Hello, Laura.
Hi, yes.
Yes, thank you so much for patiently holding. Yes, you would have to call back Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 to 5 a.m. 8 to 5 p.m. We're on the Eastern Standard Time Zone to speak to someone in the dispute department. I'm going to give you their extension.
This is the number that I have on the letter, but okay.
That
so,
is a good number.
Yeah.
That's a good number that you called, but the dispute handles that information. So that's the department that you will need to speak to.
Which department are you?
I'm the collections department, ma'am. Customer service. I'm the customer service for the collections. We do not handle the dispute or the purge accounts. The dispute department handles that. So I'm going to give you their direct extension. You have called the right number, so you could call that number again.
Okay.
But the dispute extension is 10-181-181. Correct.
Okay, can you please... Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you please spell your name for me?
Sure. It's Deborah. D E B like boy, R A, and the last name is Davis.
D A V I S?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Like the university.
Davis, yes.
Yeah. I have two sisters who went to Davis. UC Davis.
Okay. Okay.
It doesn't
show me the letter, so I don't know.
Okay, I've sent two emails to the dispute department, and I have not received anything back from them. So can you call me to verify that say what I have and you tell me if it's correct?
Okay.
P, like portfolio, R, recovery, associate, I mean RA, associate, so you're in the NRN, for dispute, at folio.com.
Correct.
Okay, so I've sent, do you have a notation there, or like do you have something on an incident report or something that shows that I've mailed into email?
One moment. Let me see if they notated anything. Yeah, they notated an incident report on March 11th. The dispute department notated on March 11th filed complaint.
On March 11th?
Correct.
Okay, what about yesterday?
Yesterday?
Yeah, that was, yesterday was April 9th. That's when I wrote the second email.
I'm not showing anything notated for April the 9th.
There's
a complaint ID number 423065 on March the 31st. I'm showing.
Wait, 423065?
65, mm-hmm.
That's a complaint ID?
ID number, yes. On March the 31st, I see that on here.
On March 31st? Okay, but you just said March 11th.
Okay, I see one March 11th, and I see that note March the 31st.
What's the note on March 31st say?
That was it. I just gave it to you. Complaint case ID 423065.
Oh, that's all they wrote? And then it's okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then there's a complaint. So there's two notations. One is March 11th email received. And one is March 31st complaint ID.
Yes.
Oh, okay. But they don't, do they show where they responded?
I don't know how they notate their information, ma'am. You will have to call them directly, as I stated. I do not work for that department at all.
Okay, but are able to see your notations on your register there. Like, you see the notation that an email came in.
It doesn't say whether it was an email or not. It just says review, account, and correspondence. And then it said here, for the 31st, complaint case ID number for the March the 31st. Well, March the 11th, it states, received file complaint.
Okay. And so there's no notation there that they ever responded. But you're just not sure if they actually would notice.
I don't know how they handle it or where they put their notes or anything. I'm just able to see what I see and give you the information that I see. I see that this account was disputed on March the 8th.
Okay. Account disputed March 8th.
Correct. And that's when you put in the CND, cease and desist, requested by Laura Lynn on March the 8th, the same day that the account was disputed. So that's what I see as far as the notations on the account.
Oh, okay. But then there was something else we had talked about. I'm sorry, I drew a blank. So March 8th, you've got a cease and desist. You don't show where they mailed the letter to me. It's a letter that it's dated February 19th.
Yes, there is a note up here, February the 19th, letter dispute response.
They sent out a dispute response dated February 19th. Is there any other response notated?
So from February the 19th, it goes to the March the 8th, where you requested the CND. March the 11th, filed complaint. On March the 15th, there was a case number for the dispute of 14653791.
3791.
Okay, I don't have that number. Okay. That was the dispute number.
Yeah.
On March the 15th, they said they received incoming customer mail.
On March 15th.
Correct.
Okay, that was incoming.
Correct. It said incoming. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I did send them a certified. And then there's anything else?
I'm sorry?
Is it so there's no other response from them notated?
That's basically what I see, ma'am. And we talked to you February the 18th.
Right. There was a conversation on February 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's as far back as it goes, is that February 18th?
The count goes all the way to when the count, when we got the count in our office.
Back in like 2014.
Let me look and see for you. 2013, November the 19th, 2013, actually.
Oh, okay. Did you try to speak to me before 2021?
I'm sorry, repeat that question. You're breaking up really bad, so I'm like hearing every other word. Repeat the question.
I'm sorry. Did they try to contact me before 2020. So, like, did they try to contact me in 2013?
So we have to notify the customer that we have their account. So we have to send a notification letter to the customer to let them know that we do have their account when we buy the debt. So we do have to do that.
And it shows that you did that?
Yeah, it would definitely show that we did that. It said the letter was sent, returned address. It said the letter got returned. It was sent to 5757 Erlanger Street. It came back undeliverable. And then the new address was updated in February of 2014.
Oh, what did the new address? What
it just said it just it doesn't say. It just said new address updated.
Oh, okay. Okay. So do you think that it says there that they have now said that finished with the speech and that they're closing my account, and does it show the balance of zero?
Your account is in a purge status. Is what
it's
it says
what?
Here on our purge. It has been purged, so that means that you're not obligated to pay the debt. It's in a purge status. So anything else further to go to that, you would have to definitely talk to the department that is handling this account, which is the dispute department, and they will provide you any information that you will need. You can call the 1-800-772-1413, and their extension directly is 10181.
And so I'll call them and ask them to send me a revised letter with the correct name and account number on it. This is kind of positive positive in the sense of good, that it sounds like the balance showing from the collection standpoint is zero. Right?
I don't.
So
the account is purged, ma'am. I don't see the balance being zero. I don't see that. All I can use is the terminology that I have. And that is the status of the account is purged. That's all I can tell you. It doesn't show on my end that the balance is zero, so I can't tell you, yes, it shows a zero balance. I can tell you something that I don't know anything or speak about, anything I know nothing about.
Okay. So you don't really know anything else. Thank you so much. You've been informative. And
no problem. I appreciate you, Laura.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
All right, and you can reach them at 8 o'clock on Monday morning, 8. They come in on the Eastern Standard Time Zone, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay, thank you. Have a good
My
weekend.
Pleasure. You as well.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much.